sun will shine today. The clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid. I will try to understand either way. Maybe you still love me. Either you will or you won't. Maybe you just need some time alone. I will try to understand. It's planned, but either way, I'm gonna stay right for you.
If I don't see him soon. Yeah, my best friend ain't back and out of still on sight, fool. I'm the only one out here on the night loose. I'm the only one out here on the night loose. Trophy case still light, body need a race stripe. And these minerals on my body break light. And these reds on my body break light. New man coming up ahead on his own too. Is you a natural blondie like Goku? Sleeping on my belly in a loop like a serpent. Talking heads rippling on the surface. Eyes low, chin every shoegazer. Moonwalking RIP Stanley Kubrick.
You had you some birthdays, could you prove it? Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement.
Feelings you provide, feelings you provide. I know. I know feelings I know, and feelings you provide, I know, I know, feelings I need. Tonight I might change my life. I live. You couldn't live without it. Said I'd be a new best friend. But what in the world? Yeah. We too late to alter. But oh. Tonight I might change my life. All for you. All for you. Provided diamond lane, it didn't exist. Packed an Astro van and brought my kids through. Prodigy on the eldest. Throw the gilding on the children. Hand me down fits. Chest pass, see, missed off rotation. Stiff smile, just like I'm Apex Twin. Paddock, paddock on your pack, tryna find my zip. Long twist, tight ropes, I'm not falling. Watch friends go pro through fish out lens. Drowning off clear, I just saw jaws. Diving under influence.
Feeling like the Lord just out of reach for me. How I feel, letting man speak.
How I feel, letting man speak for me.
How they feel, keep your ears split for me. Can't shoot my face if you spit for me.
Spit for me. Stanley Kubrick.
You had you some birthdays, could you prove it? Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement.
Feelings you provide, feelings you provide. I know, feelings I know. I feelings you provide, feelings you provide. I know.
This is Leah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Listening to Frank Ocean's Provider, and here I'm with the guest. If you want to introduce yourself,
Meba.
It's currently 1:07 a.m. We do have the late shift, per usual. This is my first official show of the season.
Woo!
Because I did miss. I missed my first one because 1 a.m. on Fridays is a little, or Saturdays is a little rough, just a little bit. But we're gonna go song for song.
Oh.
Maybe put your mic a little closer. Yeah.
We are?
We are indeed. Me and Bubba just walked from our dorm, and we were talking about how he hates to admit that he gets put on.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. And we're just going to go song for song and see if he gets anything new out of this. Or we're just going to relax. It is 1 a.m., so maybe not do too much. But let's keep it going. Next up, you're about to hear Alessis by McGee. All right, hope you enjoy.
You wanna get a move on? Oh, is that you?
just heard Natalie Bergman's Keep Those Teardrops From Falling. That was Mubba's pick, if you couldn't tell.
Currently 1-0.
Actually, if you want to talk about that, Mubba was actually talking about the song on the way here. And he goes, yeah, I heard this really cool new song. I forgot what it was called. And then I go, oh, my Natalie Bergman. He goes, yeah, how'd you know?
At the end of the day. At the end of the day. If DJ Spotify puts me on, it wasn't Leah. So still my pick.
Anyone? Okay. Well, we're going to keep going. This next song is... Actually, let's start it going, because I do love this song. But this is Skin Shape's I Didn't Know, and I play it almost every single time I'm on air. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
you cannot live. Just try forever, Mary Lou. The tallest sun we ever knew came out of the blue. T'was Mary Lou. And all the while, our love just grew. Then your smile again, Mary Lou. Wherever you stay, whatever you do, be and do as Mary Lou. Wherever you stay, whatever you do, whatever you do, be and do as you Mary Lou.
This next song is a top-notch song. You guys are really going to vibe with it. I feel like it's the vibe right now. It's Over by Ken Carson.
I'm full pockets full, but I'm not living. Fuck that bitch, all day is pill. She thought I was gon' save me. I put 4G autos on the wheels of my new Mercedes. I pull up to your mic pit for a handicap. I beat the trap out like an 808. I beat the pack out like an 808. I beat the bag out like an 808, yeah, yeah. I just switched the color of my hair. I got this blind bitch tryna suck me, she go blind, yeah. She going down, yeah, this bitch gon' literally blind, yeah. We having fun, yeah, I'm about to pass her to my bro, yeah. I unfold that kill, taking it a Folger. I'm dressing all black, yeah, just like Folgers. I'm a real rock star, these niggas be posed. I crack silhouette, pull the AM soda. And it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, it's over. Yeah, it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, it's over. Yeah, it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah,
saying we'll be just is fine. So what you mean we'll be alright? So what you saying? So what you saying? We'll be just fine. So sweet like crispy cream. So smooth like Mr. Softy. Come down the street.
Okay.
Stay inside my vehicle. I can drive wherever. Let's go. Your smile is my antidote. Your smile is my antidote. Let's just stay inside my vehicle. I can drive wherever. Let's go. Your smile is my antidote. Your smile is my antidote. I don't play the keys like Alicia, but I rock the boat like Leah. Of course I'm a drive for a fee.
Beautiful thoughts are always besides the darkest. Today I seriously thought about killing you. I contemplated premeditated murder. And I think about killing myself, and I love myself way more than I love you, so.
You know what? That song's actually kind of dark. It may be 1 a.m., but it's not. That's a little dark. Let's see here. Mubba suggested the Ken Carson song, If You Could Not Tell. That's just something that he would do.
I feel like, you know, it really matched the vibe and like what we were going for at the time.
Mm-hmm.
This next song.
Oh my goodness, Mubba.
This next song, please, right now. This next song, it's currently my top played song of the year. So he's a small artist. Some of you may not really know him.
Can you even pronounce his name?
No. You know, he gives me like French vibes. You know what I mean?
I don't even think he's French. Actually, can we do a quick... If anyone knows what ethnicity or nationality Stephen Stevens is, we can just look it up, actually. This is really not a difficult thing. Anyway, sorry. I literally just spoiled what you were going to play, but go crazy.
Feudal Devices by Stephen Stevens.
Say it again?
Sufjan.
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 Sufjan. Wait. Oh yeah, it's Sufjan. I just.
And Sufjan. Oh, so I was right.
Sufjan.
Sufjan. Please.
Oh, he's American.
Oh, fully.
He's from. Oh, I knew that. He's from Detroit.
Detroit, wait, Michigan.
Is he like not Swedish or something? I really thought. Ah, ha ha ha. Ha. He's Lithuanian and Greek.
Mmm. That really adds to his vibe.
But Sufjan is a name of Arabic or Persian origin. Okay.
Serena.
Shout out Serena. Shout out Serena. shout out Serena, our favorite Persian that we know. Anyways, Mubba did a terrible intro, but this is basically Feudal Devices from, and I quote, the Call Me By Your Name soundtrack, because I'm sure Mubba resonates with that movie so much.
No.
Have you seen it?
No. Feudal Devices was on my recommended for the DJ. Yet again, the DJ, guys. Let me put you on real quick. The DJ on Spotify will play the worst music known to man sometimes. But every once in a while, he'll get you right.
Just like now. Enjoy.
It's been a long, long time since I've memorized your face. It's been 4 hours now since I've wandered through your place. When I sleep on your couch, I feel very safe. And when you bring the blankets, I cover up my face. I do. Love you. things buzz. The metal vibrates underneath your fingers. And when you crochet, I feel mesmerized and proud. And I would say I love you, but saying it out loud is hard. So I won't say it.
Quite literally did not realize that that's
a
movie.
Oh! replay.
Just let it play in the background.
Replay.
We're, me and Bubba are currently buying tickets to see Orion Sun in Boston.
$36. Great.
I'm 33.
What?
Why is yours 36? Mine's 33.86.
Mine's...
Do you get pranked?
No, mine's 36. Yo, do we get different... How many? Maybe it's because you've been to like 3,000 concerts, you know what I mean? So like maybe that's why.
He's actually really pressed that I've... Because I went to... I saw Brad Stank. Actually, let's play some... That was really bad. Let's play some Brad Stank. I want Mubba to experience what I saw. I don't think he'll like
Wait, mine's 46.88 now.
Mine was 33.86.
After everything?
Yeah, I paid for it.
Wait,
look, 33.86.
What?
What? Wait, you actually have to go now because I just bought the tickets.
No, I'm going, of course. It's on a Monday, which means Tuesday I have nothing in the morning. Wow. God is good. God is great. God got me.
Okay.
But shouldn't we be playing a song?
Oh my gosh,
right now?
Shout out Nora and Grace. Hi. Nora, where were you tonight, bro?
Good question.
Nora texts me and she goes, oh no, I call Nora and she goes, oh, like, you should come over, like, great, you know, Grace is here. And I was like, oh, of course I'll come over. I come over, I see that she's out partying.
She's living her life while you're living here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait, did I even, what song did we just play?
We played Feudal Devices, Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens. Should we talk in Olin Amharic right now?
I can't.
Oh
my god, what else do I listen to? I don't listen to music, guys. I'm more of like a, you know, I like to go in to do my homework dead silence.
I'm gonna press shuffle my leg songs. We can have a background. Oh my gosh, do you remember the song? Do you hear it? Sorry.
Oh my god, of course you like this song. This is definitely your vibe. This is so you. I can't even describe it.
Is this kind of cringe that's playing in the background?
I feel like we should be playing I feel like you're kind of granola, so do you listen to Noah Kahan? You like Noah Kahan?
Noah Kahan?
Yeah, Kahan.
Kahan?
Kahan.
Kahan.
Yeah.
Kahan.
Yeah.
She
doesn't want to admit it, but I put her on to Noah Kahan last year after. Yeah, you know, he was a small artist when I found him.
Why are you saying Noah Kahan? Why? It's just Noah Kahan, bro. There's no Kahan.
K-A-H? Ka?
Skipping songs.
Oh.
Afrobeats, hello?
At 1 a.m., though, do we really want to be listening? I feel like...
I don't know. Listen,
I've
Rich
been
the
trying
kid?
To convince Leah to play the best Frank Ocean song.
Mubba thinks... Okay.
Second best Frank Ocean song.
Mubba has had a theme of... Oh, no. Let's play TV World in the background.
So, I've been telling Leah, you know, what you need to do in your life is you need to manifest. And I've been manifesting who? Frank Ocean dropping. I've seen multiple TikToks, sources TikTok, about
really
the fact
reliable.
That Frank always drops in the year... of an Olympic Games. And Frank has yet to drop this year, but I know for a fact he will drop this year. I'm counting on him. I'm thinking sometime in the October range, somewhere around my birthday, because he knows me personally.
Right. Good thing that we actually share a 2-week period for our birthdays. So.
Just to let you guys know, Leah is turning 19
year.
That's, crazy thing.
I think it's crazy that we're talking about it on radio where many people can hear. He's joking, guys. I'm 21 and over, yeah.
She's turning 35.
Oh, my God. Can you do an announcement, please?
Yes, I would love to do an announcement. We were actually talking. I'll do an announcement about dogs.
Wait. Let me.
Do I need to like give a full like introduction and everything?
No, but let me give you what kind of song you want in the background. You know, we gotta give you like a little.
Can you give like dogs barking in the background sound?
I can try.
I feel like that's a Spotify
dog
sound.
Noises, maybe.
Dog noises.
I don't have dog.
Wiener dog noises specifically. Wow, wow.
Okay. Do you want to do dog howls?
Okay.
Or dog whinings?
Dog howls. Okay. Howls, because I'm an alpha dog. I'm an
okay.
alpha.
Okay.
Big dog. Ready? Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoption or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Anyways.
Did you like popcorn reading in class?
I loved popcorn reading in class. Wait, I'm gonna keep skipping songs. Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Steve Lacy. I paid $270 for this guy.
Wait, let's talk about it. This. Mubba and I went to the same Steve Lacy concert.
She was in the back, though. She was in the back. She wasn't where I was. No, she wasn't where I was. I could touch him.
Mubba and I were at the same Steve Lacy concert in D.C., and he paid... How much did you pay?
I paid $270.
I paid, like, maybe, like, $110.
I would like to state that it was my parents' fault 100%.
When
pre-sale was out, and I told them, let's buy it at pre-sale, they said, no, let's wait for it to get cheaper. They don't know how tickets work, but I'm not gonna argue with my parents, so I let them get it for my birthday. A nice little gift for my birthday.
Ooh.
I know.
I think Steve Lacy was on my birthday.
No, but it was a birthday. No,
wait,
it was October
was
27th.
Oh, it's closer to your birthday. I think this is also my birthday gift from my family because aww. They really were expensive.
Was it October 27th?
We both. What?
I don't think it was. I lied. Sorry.
I can look at old pictures, potentially. Oh no, I have a notes app. This is really anal of me, but I have a notes app of concerts that I've been to.
What
with
an interesting
the dates.
Word to you.
Anal?
Yeah, that's not. Oh, ooh, let me buy the tickets. Sorry.
You haven't bought the tickets yet?
No, because it's $36. That's the only ones I'm seeing right now.
Wait, Steve Lacy was. No, it was my birthday.
It was?
Well, it was 2 days before my birthday. It was October 15th.
Oh, shit. You're just announcing that to the world, huh?
Baby.
Yeah.
My birthday is not the worst thing in the world to have. Out? You know what I mean?
Let me tell you the story. Don't get brokers, guys. Let me give you this advice, right?
Wait, we can actually talk. Let's dissect.
Let's dissect, please. Don't get brokers if you're gonna get a house in the Medford area. The broker we decided to use, should I shout out his name?
No. Okay, don't dox him. Please don't do that.
The broker we decided to use, he was very bad. Very, 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 very bad. We're working hard. One of the guys in our group, Jonah, he finds the house on his own, did the research. We look at the landlord. The landlord
wait,
says...
Wait. So all of you guys blindly trusted Jonah?
Jonah, about the house?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jonah found this house and was like, hey, I think this house... Like, it's just like looking at houses.
Okay.
Like, we saw this house, like, it's we can get it. We're like, okay, I mean, it's an 11-person house, you know, there's 12 of us, it's a 4 and a 7-person, ooh, is that too much information? Anyways.
maybe skip on some details.
I'll skip on some details. So anyways, the landlord decides to give us the lease. We're going to sign this lease. Whose job is it to make this lease and get it arranged? It's the broker's job. Now, this broker, truly, I like to say Charlie did put it into perspective. He says he's no longer afraid of getting, like, finding a job out in the world. If this broker can do it, anyone can do it. That's what he liked to say, and I agree with him fully. He leaked one of everyone's social security numbers was leaked on the lease. Like, he didn't have any kind of private information, yada, everyone's information. For the group, I mean, it's luckily, like, you know, we're all good, we all know each other.
So it's not a big deal if you just know everyone's social security numbers.
Well, I mean, I know mine wasn't leaked. God got me. I wasn't out there. I made sure I talked to my parents. We looked over everything. I didn't sign it until the last second, you know. I'm not gonna jump in on anything.
Absolutely.
But we got the house. Yeah, let's talk about Leah's housing situation,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my.
Ooh, that's a good question.
We actually really don't have to do that because...
Yes, because she doesn't have one.
I hope Nora's listening to this, actually, because...
Yes. Nora, save her.
Nora, if you're listening, please text me and let me know if you're listening. If not, This is awkward.
Are we really just talking to no one right now?
Actually, we can check what the...
Don't do that. Don't do that to me right now.
The tune-in number is.
Don't do the tune-in number.
It could be really... Oh.
It's zero.
Oh. Oh. Jeez Louise.
It's zero?
It's a little higher than I expected.
Is it four?
It's 26.
Who's listening to this? Oh, my God.
I appreciate everyone. Yes, all 26 of you that are listening.
We've been seeing this a lot on TikTok, though. A lot of people do need mics taken away from them.
Absolutely.
Not everybody needs a stage.
No.
Would I say we need a stage? Absolutely not.
No,
absolutely not.
We are just merely students doing radio.
Yes. But I will never claim to have knowledge on a subject that I don't know anything about. You know what I mean?
Is it 26 or is it 1 or 2?
It's 2.
Are you
oh my
sure?
God, Leah, that's 2.
No, but look.
Oh my God.
Look,
thank you to all 2 of you here.
Mama, look, it says 26.
No, but that's not us. That was earlier in the day. They had 26 at a peak.
I think you're just. No, I think you don't know how to read this.
I can't even see it from here. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, one thing about Moba is that he's a chronic liar.
Now, hear me out.
An actual liar.
Is lying really. Like, am I lying or am I telling a joke?
Fib.
I'm fibbing.
You are fibbing,
but that's
which
not
is ultimately
fibbing
lying.
Is, but fibbing is fun. Fibbing is
not
hurtful.
Not good.
Some people like to take it too far and lie about everything.
You.
I lie about mundane, funny, everyday things. Like, oh, did you guys see that we're getting Kevin Gates? Which
Wait,
is, this
no,
is not
this
a lie.
It's very
this is
true.
Not a lie. They try to convince me this is a lie. Tough students, I would like to announce to you guys that in the works right now for our Spring Fling 2025, we may have the Kevin Gates.
The one Kevin and only Gates. Kevin Gates,
Now,
guys.
We really need you guys to work with us. Kevin Gates would be sensational.
Phenomenal, even.
Unbelievable performance by
Listen,
him.
I'm not saying that last year's Spring Fling, for those who...
Was bad, it was.
For those
let's be real,
okay.
If you have to play your top song 3 times in a row, do you have any other songs to play? No one knew your other songs. Ayaz. I'm sorry.
That was so rude. Last year, we had Jordan Sparks, Ayaz, and is it like TK? TK was actually really good. I thoroughly enjoyed that performance.
They were?
Yeah.
I
were you even there? I don't even remember.
I wasn't allowed to
be
there. I had a meet that day, and my coach said, you can't skip that meet for anything. So, you know, some of us, you know, we're just not that lucky.
Right. Place well, anyways, order. Could you imagine how much fun it would be if we had Kevin Gates?
We really need to work on it, though. But this is in the works. Kevin Gates is one of the options that we do have. Some of the other options I would like to say is we have Tyla.
Oh, no.
You know, make me swear.
Actually, I have beef with Tyla. Because
make me water.
But no, I went to San Francisco to visit Nora, the one friend that I keep on talking about during this hour. In San Francisco, to go see Outside Lands. And Tyla didn't come until, she came 20 to 30 minutes late.
She doesn't care.
We left. We literally left and saw Jungle.
Yo, I don't think my credit card's going to work.
Mubba.
Can you buy me the thing and I'll just Zelle you right now?
Oh, is she? I can do that.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, I thought it was... Actually, can I just do it later? I'm kind of having a fun time yapping.
Yeah,
right
of
now.
Course, but, just make sure you get it from me. I'm not gonna put Leah on to an artist and have her not take me to this artist.
Wow.
That artist, yes.
Guys. One thing about Mubba Hanok... Oh, first and last name. My fault.
that's another thing. Is it crazy? What is, crazy to have out there? Because at the end of the day...
At the end of the day... That's Mubba's favorite phrase. At the end of the day...
You know my first name. You know what school I go to. I have a LinkedIn. At the end of the day, LinkedIn is the most federal thing that can happen.
It's such a federal app.
Which is why I truly believe we need to, as a society, we need to take a step and get away from LinkedIn. We need
Agreed.
To go back to paperbacks.
Paper, what?
We need to go back to resume only. I don't need, LinkedIn is too much. It's so different.
LinkedIn really is way too
because
much.
Because it's like, why, you don't need to be telling me that all that you did this summer while I was working at Nordstrom. Thank you. That you worked at Lockheed Martin. Which, if you worked at Lockheed Martin, yeah, you're.
Yo.
Yeah.
Ooh. But nevertheless, LinkedIn really is. It just reveals too much, and I don't like the idea that I have a digital footprint. Like, I don't like how if you can Google my name.
We should rank our friends' digital footprint. We should look
should
up.
We
like,
Google all of our friends.
Google
right
everyone.
Now? Well.
Well, we're not going to Google them on the radio.
And just drop first, last name.
address, everything.
Actually.
They went to high school. I think... Oh, what song is in the background?
Oh, why did my thing just go offline? That's not cute. Oh, that's really not cute.
Oh my god, we're at 48 listeners.
No, we're not.
Major look.
Stop! Do you see how evil MOBA is?
Like, you see how funny it is? Like, how they perk up? Like, they just get so excited for nothing. For nothing.
Guys, I actually want to go through how me and MOBA became... Are we even friends? Is that what we are?
I would consider us pretty good friends.
That's my bestie. That's my little bestie.
Let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the...
So, me and MOBA are from the same general area. We're not from the same town, but from the same
general area. She lives in the boonies, I don't.
That's... we're not gonna do that.
We're boonies.
He lives in the... the burbs of the burbs.
I don't live in the burbs. I live, like... I'm pretty close to, like, the city. She's, like, in the boonies.
You are actually lying on air, and that's crazy work.
It's so sad. She has, like, one gas station in her town.
It's really funny because as much as I want to be like, MOBA's lying, like, I really don't want to reveal where we're from. So it's like, I can't even be like, Anyway.
So then we met
our senior year of high school.
We did a program together.
But I do want to admit, or I do want to preface that my mom and his aunt are good friends.
Good friends. Surprising. I'd like to say that the area that we are from, it is not surprising that everybody knows everybody. This is not a small area. It just happens to be a very well-connected area. A New York City, if you could
Dare I say. Also, everyone's Ethiopian. Like, we can say we're Ethiopian.
I don't know.
Yeah. They're all Ethiopian. So then, they all came from the same boat together. They all came from the same...
This is a big thing me and my sister had to discuss with my parents. Well, like, we genuinely thought they all immigrated here together. Because, like,
I think they did.
You'd just be walking around and they're saying hi to all the Abishas. But I guess it's more of, on campus, it's like when you see a black person on campus, you smile. Because it's nice to see someone who looks like you on campus.
Familiarity, if
yes.
you will.
So we met in this program, but we didn't talk until we both were officially going to Tufts.
Which is really funny because also this program, what was I gonna say? This program, when we found out that we were all going to Tufts, I kid you not, I looked at MOBA and I go, hey, we're going to the same school together. Can I get your number or like da 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 da, just like connect or whatever? He looked at me like I had three heads, and that I was, and he was like, oh,
my
sure.
biggest thing. This will always be my biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys couldn't tell, I'm an introvert. I'm like quiet and everything.
Right.
I've been told I'm quiet and mysterious. Mm-hmm. I don't like meeting new people that often. Actually, while we were, can I tell them how while we were here, I was hiding in the corner. Actually.
Oh yeah, MOBA was. He was hiding in the corner because, at the hour we had to, like, we not kick him out, but like it's our hour now, so we'd be like, oh hey, like. You know, let me set my stuff up. And he was hiding in the corner and told me to text him when they were gone.
Because it's so much, you know. It's freshman year all over again, meeting all those people on Tisch Roof.
At your grown age of like 20 years old, bro.
20?
You're almost 20.
20?
You're almost 20.
You're 20?
You're 20? 20. Wait, we got really off track.
Oh, yeah.
I asked for his number, not in like a weird way.
Yeah, in a pretty normal way. I gave it, we got numbers.
Y'all should see MOBA. Like, I'm not asking that boy for his number.
Oh, now we want to talk about, let's get into our lives now.
Wait, let's finish how we met.
So then after that, we got to campus. We high-key didn't talk at all over this. We didn't talk at all over the summer. She talked to my sister more because my sister also goes here. She talked to my sister more than she talked to me.
And then literally on the first day of school during Prio, me and MOBA happened to walk up to this like the same area at the same time, and we just like started talking. Like it was pretty much normal.
It was pretty much normal. And I would say like
I think it's a familiarity.
It was the same thing with like Kittis. Like
literally,
I did not know Kittis until I came here. Very familiar with her. I think it's so interesting how the group that like that little like the small group of who we met that day
became our best friends.
Kayla, Tyler, Naya.
Guys, I hate to break it to everyone, but we made it out of the freshman year friend group trope. Like we are still going very strong.
Like the some members have been left behind. But the group overall is very strong.
That's very true. Very true.
But
and I'm proud of us.
So after that, that's how we became friends. And
we're still going.
I know, now I'm here. Practice at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Well, I mean today, I guess at this point.
Today. Just don't think about it. We have 10 minutes. It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be fun. I have Wendy's in the fridge that is just like waiting for me to eat.
We had a full day.
I had
no,
a full
we didn't.
Well, you had a full day. I did not have a full day. I had an exam. I had homework due.
Oh.
I know. I always hate homework.
Crazy.
I had a great practice. Great practice today. I had crumble today.
Guys,
let's talk about crumble.
Let's talk about the crumble flavors. Okay. Yes. So wait, let me just list out what the crumble flavors of the week are. Or he can do it off the noggin, to be honest.
I can do it off the noggin
right
now.
Yeah, you can. Okay.
So we have milk chocolate chip.
Solid.
Pretty staple.
Always
okay.
Solid staple.
We have the pink sugar cookie.
Do not like that.
Mid, worst.
Mid,
don't ever get
terrible.
That.
Terrible.
We have the confetti cake. Confetti cake
is
not
cake.
A cookie. It's just cake. It's
literally
the
literally
cake. We have the Oreo birthday cake, which is...
I didn't try that.
We didn't either. And it was bad. It didn't look good. We have Snickerdoodle.
Ooh.
Not Snickerdoodle.
Snickers. Snickers and Twix, which we'll get into.
Snickers and Twix, which we'll get into. So, starting from the top, milk chocolate chip, we didn't get that. Did you guys get that?
We did. But that's also a staple
as
well.
It's a very staple. It's very
that's
normal,
the tried
very
and true.
Simple. The next one that we got the birthday cake. Did you guys get the birthday cake?
We got the confetti birthday cake.
We got that.
Chocolate chip
It was
cookie.
Too much. It was too sweet. It was too sweet for
and
me.
And it's
and I guess
cookie.
For saying something, I love, you know, I need coffee with a side of my sugar in the morning. You know what I mean?
Ew.
You don't. How much sugar do you put?
I don't put any sugar in my coffee.
Oh. Yeah, she does. She's a barista, but you know, she actually has the worst reviews.
You said
on,
she were. I saw you catch yourself.
She's a barista, but she's not the best. She has the worst reviews in the entire barista crew.
That's really not true.
Let's be real.
But I'm also like, I feel like being a barista, you just never know what you're putting out.
Yeah. Clock it.
Whenever my friends come to visit me, your laugh is so gross.
I feel like Kayla.
Kayla?
Yeah, Kayla's always saying that.
Oh, I miss Kiki.
She would have enjoyed
bum,
this. Oh
bum
my god,
is
she's
asleep.
Such a bum.
The bum
oh
is,
my
we
god.
Were literally with her until 45 minutes ago.
I know.
Like an hour ago.
She could have had so much fun. She would have had so much fun here.
She was just being lazy.
I
and
know.
She has nothing to do tomorrow, so I don't know why she refused to just.
S-O-C. So.
I'm enjoying the music that's playing in the
yes,
background.
Yes, Twix. Let's get back to
okay,
Twix.
Okay, so the Twix and the Snickers.
Let's preface this.
Okay.
Twix is one of the highest rated cookies of all time at Crumble.
Yes.
It is not worth the hype at all.
It was the talk of the town, and every time we try to get Crumble for the past week, it's always been sold out. Today,
yes.
We both got lucky. We each got the Twix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan.
No, I was not a fan
Me
either.
Personally, I'm not a fan.
I it was the only one I didn't finish. Actually, to be fair, it was the last one because we were saving it for last. But at the same time, it was not good. The Snickers, though.
I loved... this is the hot take.
I don't know.
No, this is the hot take. I love the Snickers because I love, like, peanuts, peanut butter.
I don't mind peanut butter as much as people, like... A lot of people trash on it. Peanut butter is a very, like, thick, you know, it's a very dense cookie.
So
but it was good. So good. Like,
so
I suggest
good
you guys try it. Remember, Crumble's closed on Sunday, so today's your last day to get it, guys.
Oh, goodness.
Have you seen all those videos of, like, people getting the Crumble, like, spoiling the next 4 weeks for Crumble?
Don't do that.
Don't be mean.
It's
so exciting. Every Monday, getting into Calc, me, Nadia Badens, we sit down. What do we do?
Look at the crumble menu. There you go.
Yes. Anyways.
Spoiling.
So
Jesus.
Tomorrow is the Brown versus Harvard game. Are you going?
To Brown. You know I'm not going.
Nah, I'm not going either. That's so
why
much.
Would you prompt that? Like,
I don't know. Like, I feel like that's a big thing. What about the... Are you doing anything? What are you doing tomorrow, actually?
Tomorrow, I am... Honestly,
if you guys didn't know... Can I tell them about your new group that you are in now?
No,
okay. Leah wants to be underground and like secretive or whatever.
I don't want to be underground and secretive, but I feel like radio, because it's just the two of us in the studio and it feels like a very personal conversation, there could be multiple people listening right now. Like there could
so
be
so crazy when
isn't
you think
that crazy?
About it.
And there's
but
also
there's only four.
Stop doing that.
How many is there? Four.
No, what do you see the four?
Right.
Stop fibbing. You also can't see.
Yes, you can.
You're blind.
Four out of 24 are listening.
Hey, so, Mubba, that's actually just not on the screen.
Oh.
Okay.
Let me zoom in.
But yeah, I feel like just, it feels very personal and it feels like no one's going to be listening to you. And thankfully we have a 1 a.m. slot, so it really isn't. Like, I don't think so. But there is a forever digital archive of whatever we say on air.
Are you being serious?
I'm being so serious.
That's so cool.
I will, once we leave, I will literally show you the archive of every, like,
imagine the crazy things some people were saying back in the day.
We can listen back to, actually, let me just show you right now.
Like
we
the 80s?
Not the 80s. Oh, no. Digitally? I don't think so. I think.
Oh, digitally. Oh, my God. What am I saying? Like the 2000, like 10s? 20, like 2010, 2011?
Here, let me pull it up, actually, because when I found out about this, it really freaked me out because, like, oh, my goodness, like, my voice is forever here. I don't know. It's just weird. Anyways. Oh, yeah. So you go here. La, 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 la. No.
Oh, Leah V.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so wait. Ooh, you go to, let's go to my name. Let's go to my very first.
Oh my God, how many shows have you done?
My first show was November 8th. No, October 21st.
Wow, almost a full year.
It's almost been a full year. And if you press this,
yeah,
you can hear.
Oh wow, we should low-key go back through. We should come back October 21st here and make it a full, we should do a fun one-year
reunion. Oh my
goodness, reunion.
Wait, no. Actually, my first show was October 28th because I missed October 21st because I was too tired because my slot used to be 4 a.m.
Now what is it?
Now it's,
did you stay up to 4 a.m.?
Of course I did.
Or did you wake up at 4 a.m.? Wake up at 3 a.m.?
That's so crazy. I woke up at...
What songs did you play? Let's rank the songs that you played. Let's go through them.
We only have 5 minutes left. Oh. But I basically played, my very first song that I ever played was Takanaka's O Tango Suerte. And for those who don't know, my show is called Tango Suerte. So I had to, like, okay.
Oh my God.
All right, you know what? And with that, we're actually going to end. This is Leah.
No.
Wait, no, it's 56.
Wait, so do we have to end or are you going to play one last song?
I'm going to play one last song.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
I'm going to play a song that Meba, anyways.
What
so,
song?
This is
Forrest Gump?
Stop that.
Oh.
This is Leah.
This is Meba.
And you're listening to... Can you read that? 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts
Radio.
Radio. And you're listening to Tango Suerte. This is my show. I'm here every Friday night, Saturday morning, 1 a.m. And sorry for all the songs that you hear in the background. I didn't put them on the link, so you can only see what I'm playing. But
Shazam
it. And this last song is, what is it, Bubba? Say it.
Forrest Gump.
It's actually not. It's
Oh my God.
Love Me Like Some of Our Daily J. Enjoy.